Interesting science story. If you're a fan of TV shows that investigate crime, you'll be interested in this. New research has revealed how it will now be possible in real life to tell a courtroom how much force was used in a stabbing incident, determining how much intent the perpetrator had. The study details the forces required to stab someone, and apparently those forces are frighteningly low. So how do you determine the intent involved in a stabbing? Dr. Aisling Niani is a lecturer at the School of Mechanical Engineering at University College Dublin. She's the author of a research paper involved, and she joins me on the line. What's the motivation behind this particular research topic, Aisling?
Well, the motivation behind this research really lies in the fields of legal medicine and forensic science. So currently, if a medical expert is asked in court what is the level of force required in a particular stabbing incident, they typically answer using descriptive terms like mild, moderate, or severe. And the thing is that however they answer, that the answer to this question is quite important in a court case in determining the intent of an accused. So our objective was to develop a scientific measure of force for a given stabbing incident so that instead of using words like mild or moderate, you can actually put a number on the force associated with it. And that then will go some way to help forensic pathologists determine, you know, if it was intentional or accidental.
And is it a case that you measure how much damage was done, or how do you go about quantifying it?
So we started out, we did this work in the School of Mechanical Engineering with, it formed part of my PhD with Professor Michelle Destrade and Professor Michael Gilchrist. So using the expertise that we had, we performed a series of experiments. And then what we also did was we developed a computer model based on these experiments so that we can actually model what happens when a particular knife is stabbing the skin. So we can take the inputs such as the geometry of the blade, the speed at which the attack is happening, and for instance, how much clothing is involved. And using these inputs, then we can come up, we can predict the level of force that might be used.
But this is all very CSI. I'm pretty sure I saw this on an episode at Las Vegas once.
Yeah, it's a little bit maybe far removed from traditional mechanical engineering, but it's definitely a talking point for people.
One of the things that you found quite quickly is, and I suppose this is almost self-explanatory, but you're able to quantify it in a far more scientific way, bare skin isn't really able to stand up to anything, and it's really a measure of how fragile we are.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, skin itself actually offers very good puncture resistance compared to other tissues, other soft tissues like muscle or fat. But saying that, if you had just a single layer of denim, for instance, that actually doubles the penetration force. So that goes some way in protecting the regular person, I guess. But that makes it more difficult, again, to try and predict. Because obviously there are a lot of different combinations of clothing that people can be wearing.
Okay, in terms of application then, and this being used by police forces, the Gardaí or whatever, are we looking at a stage at some stage in the future whereby if a weapon is recovered at the scene of a stabbing and an examination of the victim here, you might be able to quantify what force was required for that level of injury?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what we have here in our current model is essentially a prototype. So it wouldn't be fully developed yet and ready to go into a court case. But with a little bit more additional work, this model and this metric can be used in combination with the expertise that, say, the state pathologist has to come up with a more accurate measure of the force that will be involved with the particular blade.
Dr. Aisling Niani, very interesting topic. It is lecturer at the School of Mechanical Engineering at UCD. Thank you for joining us on Newstalk Lunchtime.